In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Phyllis Ann Hazelwood Jett, age 50, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by her mother, Luella Hazelwood of Lebanon, one son, Terrence Hazelwood of Lebanon, two daughters, Tedra Gallegos and Courtney Hazelwood, both of Lebanon, five brothers and their spouses, Carl and Shauna Hazelwood, David Hazelwood, all of Lebanon, seven sisters and their spouses, Nellie and Gerald Rayleigh, Janet and Carl Sheckles, Pamela and Dave Bell, Felicia and Michael McElroy, Michelle Hazelwood, all of Lebanon, and Geneva and Larry Curry of Campbellsville, eight grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Phyllis Ann Hazelwood Jett will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Lois Goodman Jones of Elizabethtown died Tuesday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in Elizabethtown. She is survived by two brothers and their spouses of E-Town and Brandenburg, one sister and her husband of E-Town. Funeral services for Lois Goodman Jones will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Brown Funeral Home in E-Town with burial in the Nagel Cemetery in Greene County. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. Retired Sergeant Major Charles Todd, age 90, of South Carolina, formerly of the Cane Valley community of Adair County, died Wednesday in South Carolina. He is survived by two daughters and their spouses of South Carolina and Texas, one son and his wife of New Jersey, six grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Sergeant Major Charles Todd will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Cane Valley Cemetery with military honors by the VFW Post 6097. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock this evening at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home. Mr. Jeffrey L. Davis, age 42, of Campbellsville, died Friday in Nashville. He is survived by one daughter, Chelsea Davis, and one son, Caleb Davis, of Campbellsville, his father, James Davis, of Campbellsville, two sisters, including locally by Cheryl Blunt, of Campbellsville. Cremation was chosen for Jeffrey Davis. Memorial services will be held Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests visitation after noon Saturday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Johnny J. Jones, age 77, of Campbellsville, died Wednesday. He is survived by his wife, Audrey Jones, one son and daughter-in-law, Joey and Tracy Jones of Elkhorn, four brothers and two sisters, including locally by Lloyd Jones and wife, Jewel, Bobby Jones and wife, Geneva, Tim Jones and wife, Kelly, Juanita Lee and Margaret LaPrade of Campbellsville, one uncle, Paul Osborne of Elkhorn, and sister-in-law, Rosaline Jones. Funeral services for Johnny Jones will be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family request visit after 5 o'clock Saturday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.